am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was Fragile Child with Escape 21, and that was the Legacy edit. Before that, you heard Misconstruction with a track by the name of Spiel mit mir, and we started things off with Fractions. It was a track by the name of Unchained. And yep, you can tell this time that this is 100% unfiltered Todd. No AI was used in any way in the production of this radio show. This is, you can tell, because there are mistakes and I misspeak, and you can even sometimes hear me have a sip of tea. Speaking of AI, I do want to mention that I did get a response back from Bandcamp just yesterday regarding the couple of bands that are questionable at best. And their response was, "Hey there, thanks for taking the time to share your feelings on the subject of generative AI art and how it affects the Bandcamp community. For what it's worth, we agree with you and are currently working with our legal team to put forth a policy that supports real, human creators and their work, as we've always done. We promise that it's coming soon, but unfortunately we can't take action on these accounts until our legal team gives us the green light. Stay tuned." And to be quite honest, that's about the best response you could possibly get, because they're doing things the correct way. They are building a policy. They are putting that in front of the legal team so that they have, a real leg to stand on when they turn around and boot off all of that crap off their platform. It's coming soon. It won't come next week, but I mean, they're aware of it. So, hey, let's all pat ourselves on the back, because Todd got fooled and we wound up here. We're going to take things down slightly a little notch. We're going to go along with some new, brand new stuff from a band by the name of Cardigan, who I haven't heard in a long time. So I'm very happy to hear some new stuff from them. This is a track by the name of Space, as remixed by Frozen Plasma. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. Band by the name of Analog 80 with The Trap. And I should also mention that, as I have been doing every week, that next Saturday night, November 1st, is going to be the Sanctuary reunion at Ground Control. There's a Facebook invite on the Facebook page group, obviously. I do want to say that this is going to be the last time that I DJ outside of the house, shall we say. It's not something that I came to easily. It's actually something that I spent a good couple of hours talking to my therapist about, because I wanted to make sure that I was doing stuff for the right reasons and all that. And really, I've said it a couple of times that I'm not going to do it anymore. But what's happened is that I've gotten such amazing invitations that I couldn't possibly turn them down. I'm very frustrated right now because I can't visit the United States, because not so much because I miss DJing at Risque. That was fun, but the reason that I kept going back is because Cosmo and his quote-unquote family are wonderful people. And that was a wonderful thing to get out of it. And then now, you know, COVID hit and then Trump hit. And, you know, it's a little bit of a one of those things where I'm like, you know, I really have done far more than I ever set out to accomplish. It does not spark joy anymore. It is fun, but there's a lot that goes along with it that I don't like, and was one of the reasons that I stopped in the first place. And that's one of the great things about being an adult. You can sit there and go, I don't like the situation that I'm in. I don't think that this is good for me, so I'm going to take myself out of it. And, that's just my own personal decision. It's got nothing to do with anything else. It's also the fact that I'm 53 and, you know, I got shit to do the next morning. Anyways, we're to continue on with, this is the last you're going to hear from the New Fictional, because basically they put out an album with a lot of the singles, or all of the singles, put together. And, if you've collected the singles, you've probably got the best of the New Fictional album, but here's one that you haven't heard until now. This is Dreaming, and this is featuring Nikki Schulschenk. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
show.
was some more new stuff from Echo Barrel. That was Twilight Zone, and that was the alternate version. And as soon as I heard that, the bass and the guitar line just drew me in. And while I wasn't a fan of that sort of music at the time, so that's why I get a lot, when I talk about like the Smiths or the Cure or Depeche Mode or something like that, I'm more likely than not to get it wrong, because at that time I was into thrash and death metal, so I wasn't really attuned to it. And it's only, you know, as I became an adult and I actually discovered that you can like more than one genre of music, that I was able to, you know, branch out and listen to The Cure and go, hey, this is really good shit, you know. I was slow. I was dropped on my head as a child, all right? But like that guitar and bass line gave me that sort of old school late 80s sort of goth feel, and I was like, gotta play that. It's the right time of year for it. It's almost Halloween, and you're never gonna hear Bauhaus or anything like that on the show anywhere near Halloween, nor will you hear that Ministry track. We're gonna end off the show this week with there's a new single out from Massive and Mensch, and it's actually a really interesting idea. It's a single for the first track from their first disc ever, and what I went through is I picked their live version from 2005. This is Massive and Mensch with Offensive Shock. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. Be good to yourself. And have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Offensive.